This podcast is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Bobro and is a production of VI Alliance, copyright 2019. And this chart-busting hit, Alone Leave Me, courtesy of New Threads, is available everywhere.
Hi, this is Julie and I'm here with Susan, and we have a lot of serious podcasts coming up, but this one is even seriouser. Because all we have to say is, what's the matter with you? And we're going to tell you. Right, Susan?
Well, you're a little bit more abrasive than I am.
Oh, give me a break. You're over there yelling at the Me Too movement. And another thing! I got a list!
Well, according to my old Italian relatives, what's the matter you seem to have been what I was asked many times in my life. What's the matter you?
And you know, folks, the many years that I've known Susan, I can see why.
So Julie has an interesting concept. She wants to tell all you folks out there, what's the matter with you?
What are you doing? You're rolling up your yoga pants as if you're an old Italian with the knees.
That's right. I'm getting into the energy of the old Italians. The old Italians living in the North End back then, when it was a whole different kind of a different energy, different neighborhood.
Yeah, when the TVs were falling off the trucks.
They didn't fall too far.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. So, what we're really angling at here is that people want to know what's the matter with them, so we decided we're going to tell everybody what's the matter with you.
Okay, so go ahead.
So we have lists. We have lists and lists and lists because, you know, you people out there are just running as fast as you can to get that blue light special of that next self-help book that's going to fix everything.
Well, they are looking. And you notice we're not including ourselves. They, you, others, are looking for the answer. Give me the answer. Give me the answer. And I was just reading Napoleon Hill, finishing up. And one of the things is, you know, that is exactly what people are afraid to do. They're afraid to look at themselves and say, I don't want to see what's the matter with me because I'm afraid I can't find it.
Well,
I can't fix it. And that's the biggest joke of all.
Well, the biggest joke of all is, first of all, this is not an SAT test. Give me the answers. Did you do the math homework? This isn't high school, although all life, even the Academy Awards, plays out like it's high school. So the answer to what's the matter with you is what?
I don't know. I'm waiting to hear what's the matter with me.
What have I been doing all this time?
I don't have enough time in this podcast to list what's the matter with you. Now, see, if I were to believe that, then I would fall victim, as is everybody else out there.
But I have a great book I can sell you, and it'll tell you exactly what's the matter you.
What's the matter you? That's what you're going to call it.
No.
What's the matter you? Because, you know, that's what everybody's looking for. Everybody wants to know, what is it that I am not doing right? What is it that I'm doing wrong? That's all they talk about. That's all. That's really the crux of what we really are ultimately searching for.
Right. And you know what the funny thing is, too, is that, you know, we both come from Italian families. And then the minute you try to share any of that, even if it's in your actions and you're doing good deeds, it becomes a defensive response. So it's kind of like, I asked you, but I don't want to know.
It's rhetorical.
Well,
it's one of those, just smile and say, there's nothing wrong with you, and you have that glint in your eye of like, yeah, you know that's not what they mean.
Exactly.
Exactly. Everybody wants to tell you what's wrong with you.
Right. When you get that text, well, they're just waiting for you to say just one thing and then saying, oh, yeah? Well, I got a list for you. It's all about lists. Hey, we wrote a book called The List. I like that book. It's our fiction book.
The first fiction book.
Yes. There's a lot of adventure and sexual escapades and...
Well, that was more of your contribution.
Twitter and, yeah, well... Otherwise, it would have been a no rating.
So, exactly. It would have been G rating. It would be all the
Bambi.
It would
have been a cartoon.
Everyone would have been... Stick figures would have worked just well. But to get back to the what's the matter you, the funniest part is because we, you know, Julie and I, our book was, we talk about it a lot because, of course, we're taking it because it's just so huge. And we talk about it, we write about it, we do things to because it's really, as I'm using your words, it's high octane. You go into it and the energy, you know, brings you and you're like, whoa, what's going on? My head is swimming. And it's because it is, it's really meant to go in and it doesn't, you know, here it is, I'm telling the ending of the movie. Because it's actually the one big criticism that we heard.
Spoiler alert!
Yeah. You didn't give the answer. And the truth of the matter is, there is no answer. The answer is, and it's funny, because, of course, Napoleon Hill and Think and Grow Rich, we're going to do a podcast, a detailed podcast on it, he says the same thing. He doesn't go in and point and tell you. He says, this is what you need to do. And if you don't do it, if you can't do it, maybe these are the reasons that you're not able to do it. He doesn't say this is the reason. He says these are the things that most people have found to be the problem. You have to do your own self-analysis to find what is what might be holding you back. He doesn't even say these are holding you back. He says you analyze. These are the most common reasons for it.
Hi, this is Julie here with Susan, and I have to ask you, what's one of the favorite books that we've written together? Which one would you say?
My favorite would be Energetic Invocations, because you tricked me into writing it, and it wrote itself, and I just was grateful to be a part of it. I like all the books we've written. We've had so much fun, but that's probably my favorite.
What you know, you? I agree with you. I love Energetic Invocations, and I love the invocations because they're really powerful, and I love the way it slides into the Endra book. So the Endra scripts is really fun as well. So I agree with you.
Yep. Awesome.
Hey, Susan, the secret's out.
Oh, no.
Well, they can't tell from my accent, but probably from yours. Yeah, we're from Boston. But the really funny thing is, our stuff is all over. We have 4 podcast shows. You can find them on Spotify, and you can find them everywhere you listen to podcasts. And we have lots of books and ebooks on Amazon, and that's worldwide. So do you feel adventuresome?
Sure. And what's funny is that the book is that we wrote does, you know, really says the same thing. It gives ideas as to things to look at. And the reason why the what's the matter you is so funny is because there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with me. It's just finding who you are and then capitalizing on it.
Yeah, but you know what? I can't convince you there's nothing wrong with you.
Except
I can't make you believe me that there's nothing wrong with you. I can't even begin to defend the possibility that there's nothing wrong with you because you're not going to listen to me. Ultimately, you're going to believe yourself.
Right.
You're going to convince yourself of whatever you want to convince yourself. And, you know, the deal is if you go into your house and you look at all the self-help books you have, all those books give you the answer. The secret, the answer. And guess what? It's not the answer. There isn't any answer. It's like a tic-tac-toe game. The way to win is to really be a part of the process and to work on yourself and to do the work. And there's no answer. There's no comparing
with
anyone.
Well, the reason there's no answer.
There's no, I'm doing something wrong. There's no, what's the matter with me? I mean, you know, that's the funny. That's why when you go back to, you know, Italian family and you go back to the rapport you have with everybody, and even if you just look sideways, what's the matter you? I mean, it comes out different ways, but, you know, if your grandmother said, what's the matter you? You know, it's like, it's a different kind of, like, energy point that pushes you in a direction. Like, are you in a feeling? Are you in emotion? Are you in a mood? Like, what are you doing? Change your energy. And, you know, what to say there's an answer to, there's something wrong with you. I mean, if you're walking around and you're buying all these self-help books, our book isn't a self-help book. It's a self-empowerment book. You go in there, you see the process, you choose what you want, you work on what you want, and you go, oh, that's interesting. And you
Well, the idea of self-help is that there's an answer because there's a problem. I mean, you have an answer when you have a problem. And if you look at yourself, and I don't care who you are, we're all human beings. We're all, you know, we're all energy, and how we physically represent ourselves, be it a woman, a man, you know, whatever your ethnicity is, your race, your nationality, blah, blah, blah. It goes to what kind of an animal. I mean, there's dogs, there's cats. I mean, it just goes on and on as to how we present ourselves. And we're all different. I mean, does that mean a dog has a problem because it's not a human? Does that mean I have brown eyes and I don't have blue eyes? Does that mean there's a problem? I think self-help put in our heads that there's something to be fixed. Mm. And I think our book, which is not addressing a problem, it's really addressing who are you and looking at what people have deemed and termed as problems and look at it from a situation of who am I? Because we're none of us are problems. If you're a woman, you're a man, this is what we're supposed to be. We're not, you know, that was the whole, you know, Hitler's thing, is that you were all supposed to be blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white, you know, this was the perfect being. Well, I mean, we all know that doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. And so if we go to self-help, self-help would have worked if there was a problem to be fixed. But there is no problem. So if what we're looking at isn't a problem, what we're trying to look at, I believe, is who are we? And then our differences are really meant to make the world a better place. So how do I take who I am and capitalize on the specifics of who I am? Mm. And I think the one way of doing it, if there was a problem, if I'm going to define a problem, is other people came in and told you something was wrong, told you you weren't, again, we say good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, whatever it is. And the book that we put together really isn't self-help. And when you say self-empowering, it really is, because it's looking at who you are and like starting to get rid of the old stories that people have attributed to who you are. And it really asks the question, we termed it, instead of who am I, we say who I am. Mm. That's the crux of our book, right? Is figuring out who you are and looking into those places within you that are like, oh gosh, I'm afraid to look at it because what if I'm this horrible person, which is a lot of what the self-help says it's going to do. It's, you know, but that's not what the problem is.
Well, that keeps you in the cycle of, oh, well, gosh,
it doesn't do that.
Right.
It sits there and says you have a problem and we're going to fix it. So you go into self-help and you read or listen to what people say, you don't have that fix-it feeling. So then, of course, we go into alcohol, narcotics, and then, of course, you know, the happy pill that you take. Right. So that's what I think the beautiful thing about our book is, and it's not going to tell you this is what to do. It's really going to say this is what we did. This is a process, and if you really want to figure out who I am, you have to really go into that process. And self-help kept telling us there's a problem,
right?
And it made it so people were more intimidated, I would say, to do the process.
Right, and it gives you a comparison, and really our book kind of hangs out with you, and it's got energy, and it helps you, you know, go through whatever you're going through. It's not self-help, you know, but it does. It's a tool. It's a resource. And, you know, in the self-help aspect of continuing in that cycle, it's hard, especially with society, to have a stay factor of maintaining that, and that's why I myself go into all these energy books,
because I
propel in, you know, what you do with your mind and what you do with your thoughts and what you do with your thinking. And our book is really the be part. It shows you how to be.
Well, the thing that is really important, and I didn't want you to gloss over it and go into something else, is the stay factor. Because mm-hmm. if all self-help tells you is we have a problem, and you try to fix it because they are telling you have a problem, well, guess what? There's no stay factor because there's no solution. You right. haven't moved.
Right, right.
But the minute you go and you figure out, I don't have a problem, I am who I am. And you know, we've said this in there. You know, you were born and brought in this world perfectly to do whatever it is that you came here to do. So if you can go and you capitalize on it, the minute you start capitalizing on it, well, it's like a snowball effect. There's the stay factor now is irrelevant, right? Because you're in a different mindset.
Right. Hey, Susan, you remember that old song that Tom Petty sang?
Which old song?
The waiting is the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was so right about that. The waiting is the hardest part. The coolest thing about all the stuff we've written, you can get it as an ebook right now.
Right.
Live
now.
On Amazon right now. And you know what they say, there's no time like the present. Hey, Susan, the other day I was stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
I'm not telling a joke here. I was really stuck in traffic. And when I'm not listening to New Threads music, I sometimes listen to our podcast. Not because I want to listen to myself.
You want to listen to me.
Yeah, okay, no. Because when I listen, it's like all new, all over again.
Do you ever wonder who said that? And
yeah.
You realize some people say we sound alike. So whenever I hear something that I'm like, I don't remember saying that, I just attribute it to you.
Ooh, I like that. And there's four shows, so I could be in the car a long time.
And you may just be.
When I say hologram, does it make you think of how the sum of the parts equals the whole? Also, how the whole is represented in the parts? It does for me, because the whole picture and the details are important. That's why Susan and I put five parts in our book, Energetic Invocations, A Book of Vibrational Change. Self, journey, people, environment, and world. Each part is important in detail, but also as a part of your whole life. Work on the parts and work on your whole life. Change can happen. Energetic Invocations and Energetic Invocation Series available now on Amazon. Download the ebook today or get the paperback.
But self-help doesn't put you in the mindset.
Exactly.
Self-help is the, you know, here, have a drink with us, come out, and I'm not against it, but that's the whole, come on out, you have fun and you party, then you go home and whatever's there is still there. You still haven't figured it out, and so then what do you want to do? You just want to continue to go back into the fun, the quote fun.
Right. And a really good metric is if you're feeling that, you know, you need to work on something else. You need to get another self-help book. You need to go in there. You know, obviously, you're not in the stay factor. You kind of move from one thing to the next, and it's not working for you because you're still looking for that quote-unquote answer.
Well, when you and I met, that was interesting.
So.
Because you and I met, that was what I always, that's what I always said. Where's the stay factor?
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, then we, of course, the more research we do, we realize, and I'm going to say it, like, there are people who go to Anthony Robbins, and I think I've said this in other podcasts, so forgive me, but go to Anthony Robbins seminars over, and they go every 3 months. And it's like, whoa, that to me was like a wake-up call. Like, you go to, I mean, his seminar, I've never gone to them.
Not
I've seen,
either.
You know, but they're supposed to be life-changing, life-altering. And so then why do you have to keep going back? If you changed, you should be able to continue. I mean,
how many lives do you have? It's supposed to be life-altering. It's like,
I know,
you have the life that you're in. And so if you're...
So the thing is,
if you go in there for the feeling, and you go in there for the energy, and you go in there for that, then that's something you should note, rather than, you know, if it's the same content and the same everything, and you keep going, but it's still, is it moving you?
And I like to go, I'm always very simple. I'm a very simple person. I sit there, and when you say that, it comes to me the old, you know, the old saying of, you know, you give a man a fish, he eats for a day. You teach a man to fish, he eats for a lifetime. And it's almost like these, and I call them seminars, again, because I've never been to them, so I don't know another word for it. But these seminars, you're just eating for the day. Mm-hmm. You're not really learning how to propel your own life and to stay in that space for yourself,
and
which is really what we're supposed to be doing.
And you know what's funny? I'm going to say it here. That's why we don't do seminars.
Right.
People have asked us. We don't go out and do seminars.
No.
We have these conversations. We open up the space of energy. We include other people in the energy. We don't do seminars.
Well, because we're not doing what everybody else is doing.
Right.
And we're not saying what everybody else is saying. Mm-hmm. And
we're not saying we're the gurus, we have all the power and all the answers. No.
No, we don't. Yet you have your answers, Julie.
Yes.
I have my answers.
For me. Yes.
And the listeners have their answers.
Yes, and we're respectful of that. That's one thing you don't
right.
find.
We don't but what we one thing that we try to do is we ask a lot of questions. I mean, that's why a lot of times when we have a podcast and I ask questions, I don't want to say they're rhetorical, but I do know some. I do know many times my answer to the question, and I don't believe that my answer is all that important for someone else to hear as much as they hear with the question and maybe how I'm approaching my answer, not what the answer itself is. Who cares about Susan Barbaro and whatever's going on in her life? Really, who cares? But I would think the questions I'm asking and how I'm going about to find the answer might be of interest to you and to someone else. That's where I get a lot of my own answers.
And so the really good symbol of that is the origination of this podcast.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we did a post or something somewhere on social media, and whoever liked it or followed or clicked or commented was completely out of the business or energy, or so we thought consciously,
right,
of what we were projecting. And
right,
it's and you know, your comment was like, really? And, you know, you want to turn around and say, what's the matter with you? You know, what are you doing? And you know, then, I kind of take it down into the energy of, we don't know who did that. We don't have those kind of answers. But in the energy of it, somebody responded or connected with somebody somehow. And we don't know why, what, or anything. And yet, this made us ask, you know, in a funny way, because I was saying, we say, what's the matter with you? You know, what are you doing? You know? And, you know, that brings up a really important topic because, you know, contemplate and think differently about the answer to that question. What's the matter with you?
And maybe contemplate the thought that maybe it's nothing.
Exactly.
Hi, this is Julie, and I'm back with Susan here, and we're doing the after show podcast.
So I was going to say something, and you're like going into this.
I know,
and I'm like,
this
who
is
cares?
Great because I'm
so
distracting you.
I know you did distract me.
This is what
me.
Happens after
it.
The podcast. You do that little where, you know, it's like, all right, cut. That's where we end it. I'm like, all right. I always laugh because it's something different.
So, you know, I started to tell you that I saw an interview. It was probably like the 90s, the greatest decade, or something on the TV, you know, and I'm flipping through. And Steven Tyler had talked about, do you remember when, was it Run DMC, or it was a rapper, one of the first rappers, mm-hmm, and, you know, and they did Walk This Way. Remember they did And Steven Tyler was talking, and they were saying, I think it was Run DMC, and they were saying, we're like, listen to this, and we're saying, what the heck is this? Steven Tyler somehow was informed that, you know, that this group wants to take their song and make it more of a rap, and Steven Tyler is, who are these people? And then what are they going to do to our song? Who are these people? And then he said he went and listened to it, and he says, I know talent when I see it. They were good.
It was, I know.
And he said, I know, he says, and the reason I say it is because if I take that philosophy, because that's what I try to, you know, I try to always better myself. And, you know, what we said at the end of the podcast was really what we wanted to say. And when
right,
you ended it, I'm like, what am I going to go in and water it down and add blah, blah, blah to it? No, you ended it. You said exactly what we wanted to say. And I'm like, I have nothing to add to it.
And we didn't plan it, which is great.
No,
and
so that's the only way, because you do the technology.
That was the end. Well, it's funny.
So you do the technology, so if I don't give you the cut sign, you'll just go, and I'll be like, no, nothing else to say. Fini, kaput.
I get it. I let you do the little cut sign. I don't do it until...
And
we're talking about the last podcast where we just said, what's the matter? What's the matter, you?
Because you
maybe we'll end this on. We'll end this as the after podcast of the podcast on the same podcast. Just because now that's very creative to me.
Okay, because you always like to do things different, which is fine.
And as we all should.
As we all should. Well, that's you.
If we want
you.
To,
that's
exactly.
Because you're more the technical.
And if I'm
more
not
the,
being
and if you
me,
don't put it in there, I don't have any say on what you do.
If I'm not being me, then who the hell am I being? Well, let's hope it's not Susan Barbaro, because God knows we can't have more than one.
No, please.
So are we going to get something to eat now?
Of course, we always do. Okay. The wine will have to wait, though.
Thank you for listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon authors pages for books and podcasts. Find New Threads music and their latest album on iTunes, Spotify, and newthreads.us.